indefiniteness as opposed to definiteness and non-infringement on the induced side. But on those two topics, they've given us three cases, maybe really two and a half. But Nautilus, certainly, is something everybody's very interested in, the Comhill case on induced infringement, and then there was the Akamai case that started out as induced infringement, turned into something else. So we'll talk about that a little bit. But what we're going to do is we'll go through those cases individually, and then what the Federal Circuit has said about that, and interestingly, some of the interplay between the Supreme Court and the Federal Circuit, especially on the Nautilus front. I think they really are having a love fest with each other on that one. And then talk about some of the district court cases that have been applying that and how that's going to impact us at the trial court level and in prosecution, especially on the indefiniteness side. That's something that I think we're all going to have to take into account, either drafting things when we're doing claim construction hearings like Ken was just talking about, and what kind of positions that we can take. So without further ado, I give you Nautilus or Renee.
Thank you, Mr.
Is this on?
Yes. Can everybody hear me okay? So, of course, everybody knows about Nautilus. And before I start, let me first by saying, start off by saying that these slides are a bit, they could be a bit wordy, but that's so that everybody can meet the requirements for their CLE by having enough paper as you can. So it's kind of meant for you to take home. It's got a lot of case sites in there. If it's something I gloss over, it's in here. There's also a paper that has all the sites if you need it later on. But more than anything, they ask for a lot of paper to give to everybody so that we got the right credit. So if we get into a little bit of the history of definiteness or indefiniteness, why is it there? How long has it been there to where we're building up today? To give us a little bit of context for Nautilus.